I started to feel really unwell. I started to get really sore knees. Now, the pain sort of spread throughout my legs and I could feel it up my body, if you like, right all over my shoulders, my back, you know, till everything was really, really stiff. My stomach was really sore, which was obviously very concerning. My head was sore. I had difficulty breathing. Now, I tried to move out the bed to get my partner to take me to the hospital and I was really, really struggling to walk. I couldn't walk. When I got there, I could see the concerned look on the doctor's faces and immediately they said, "You have sepsis. You're our main priority, not the baby. You do understand that." They cut my clothes off, managed to get me into the bed and quickly administered antibiotics into me. They obviously had to give me a morphine drip because of the pain. So it took about 2.5 hours to get me stable. I felt my baby kick and then I didn't feel him again. He was born about an hour later. He was born sleeping. And the midwife said to me, she said, "I know he's only been away for an hour, but he looks as if he's been dead for a while because the sepsis had absolutely ravaged him. He was tiny. He was only 9 ounces big. I was big enough to fight it and strong enough to fight it. He wasn't. He wasn't. And he obviously succumbed to the infection. I had never, ever heard of anybody that had sepsis before. Never. I didn't realise how common it was. It kills up to 200 people in Scotland every single month. It's such a big killer, yet people don't know how to spot the signs. I should have been more careful with the warning signs. Now, I don't know if I had been quicker, if it would have saved Cody's life, but if I had left it any longer, I might not be sitting here talking about it. Just get checked rather than some other family having to go through what we had to go through. We had to go through a funeral. We had to bury our wee boy. I wouldn't like that to happen to anybody else.